Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! The first show of February. Or February. February. It's February. We're here. In clown world. That's where we're at. We're in clown world. Welcome to clown world. Have you got it yet? Are you still asleep? Do you understand your governments, all of them around the world, give not a shit about you? Not a single shit. Not even a little turdling do they care about you. They don't. And you're still, oh, the government's good. The government is evil. If there was a devil on the earth, it's the government. It's the government. Look at what they're doing to the planet. Yeah, what they are doing. Because they're spraying this shit into the atmosphere that has everybody sick. Why is everybody sick? Because you're poisoning the food, you're poisoning the air, you're poisoning the water, and then why is everybody sick? Well, Jesus, I don't know. Wow, that's mind-boggling. Maybe somebody should do a study on it. You can't see, there hadn't been a clear sky in so long. There hasn't. But I'm off this weekend, or I was off the past weekend, sitting here chilling, trying to get the van ready. Vanna White, my new van to replace Casper. You know, takes a lot. I gotta do a full build on it. I gotta put solar on the roof, new vents in the roof, and get a bed frame built in the back, and wire all the wiring that has to be done between the solar and the front, and get my refrigerator in there. Full build. I'm not one of these people, though, that puts wooden floors and all that stuff in, because, see, here's the thing, folks. Everything you put in that van, you pay for in gas mileage. So, while you may want your house, I want it to look nice. I want it to have a floor. Well, you want to carry an extra 600 pounds of wood around so you can have a wood floor, go right ahead. You pay that penalty. But see, I understand business, and one of my bigger expenses is gasoline. So there you go. There you have it. That's why I take the time to do what I do. And I don't care if I've got a wooden floor. I don't care if I've got wooden trim. I don't give a shit what it looks like. Can I sleep in it? Yes. Does it work? Yes. That's all I care about. It's a rat van, if you want to say that. These people, I love these people that take these time to build a car that looks like shit. And they take all this extra time. It's a rat rod. So just think of it as a rat van. Except I didn't take any extra time to make things look cool. I just want things to function. Oh, and people are finding out about functionability with these new cars. I've seen cars now where to replace the spark plugs, you have to pull the body. Yeah, we're to that place. They're trying so hard to drive everybody out of business. And now they're actually making code readers where you got to have a key to unlock the code reader so that only the dealership can service your vehicle. And y'all get right in line for that. Y'all get right in line for that. But it is our first show in February. And when you sit and look around at what's happening in the world, see, nobody's talking about it. See, you want to know what's important? Look at what the lamestream press is not putting out in the news. That's the stuff you want to look at. Because the regime is in full control of the media now. Look up Operation Mockingbird if you want some stuff to look at. Because hundreds upon hundreds of radio stations saying the exact same words. If you got the same idea, that's coincidence. If you got the exact same words, that's a script. Whether you like it or not, that is the truth. They are reading off a script, and you are part of the play. Play is, humans are bad. That's the play. I want to talk about this. I'm just getting through the first break so we can run the first ad, and Herman can probably have his coffee and be ready to go. Oh, I think Herman's quit drinking. I damn near quit drinking coffee. I do it here and there. It's not like a ritual like it used to be, but it is definitely less important in my life, and I think I actually have more energy as a result. But we're going to run our first set of commercials, and since my buddy Jake is getting ready to head out on the road for the Jokers and Jesters comedy tour starting again, I'm going to do a little shameless self-promotion, roll some commercials, and I'll be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters comedy tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place? With people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
produce, and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border, that's up. Sex offenders crossing the border, that's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling, that's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel, that is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order, funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you've done.
And we're back. I know, long commercials, but Herman and I were chatting as usual. We can't put a phone line between us and not start chatting. It's natural. It's as natural as the sun coming up or reappearing from where it went off to.
Yeah, there you go. As often as the sun coming up, I'm going around. But the other one is going.
Well, I want to talk about, and it's really funny now. They have completely given up on the illusion of representing the Americans in Washington. They've completely, they're at the part of the game where they have to show their hand. And they're showing their hand. And their hand is, we don't give a shit about you. That's their hand. Because if Herman or I together beat up two cops, they would lock Herman and I up forever. They would. They would be no bail. Herman and I would sit in jail until such time as we rotted or the case came to trial. But if you're an illegal immigrant, and the two words there, illegal, that's the one where you came across the border. You didn't go through TSA. They didn't fill you up. They didn't check you for bombs. They didn't do a background check. They didn't do any of that. They just said, come on across the border. And you came across the border, and then they sent you to New York. They paid for your trip to New York. They paid for your hotel. They paid for your food. They paid for your clothing. They paid for your health care. And then you go beat up two cops as a mob. You beat them up. And then you get taken to jail and released without bail. And you get on a bus and go to California, and you're free.
Yeah. Sounds like the American way.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
How can you justify that?
Or how can you just defy that?
Exactly. Dude, yeah. This is unreal. This is unreal. We're living in the cloud world.
To justify is just to defy. To justify is just to defy. All justification is the word that you use, the excuse for defiance. Justification is the approval of the defiance. I justified that. It's justified. That means you just defied whatever the hell it was supposed to represent.
I can't argue. I can't argue. Dude, seriously, if you and I went down and beat the hell out of a couple of cops, you realize how many years we'd spend in jail?
But, Dan, that's just, okay, that goes along with, I'm standing here talking to a person, and I'm not recognizing that the person is an LGBT community person, okay? And I slip up and say, you a punk or a faggot, okay?
Yep.
Now, in the process, the LGBT person it swings at me, and I hit them back, okay?
Yep.
When it comes down to it, I will get in trouble for he will get he she them will get in trouble for their part on whatever level the law recognizes their part, and I will get in trouble on whatever the law recognizes for my part. Now, from my part, I just from his part, all he did was attempted to swing on me, which might start an altercation. They may get a fine and a conversation. I called them a bad name, and I hit a gay person. That is a 10-year sentence.
Oh, yeah. And you're not wrong. See, that's what always made me laugh when they came up with this term, hate crime.
There we go. That is a hate crime.
Here's why I hate that phrase. When you're doing something bad to somebody, you obviously hate them. Right? Right?
Yeah.
So isn't every crime a hate crime?
So all I'm telling you like this, if I became pushy about things, and I want to tell the government how bad this is going, and you, my friend, I can say this to you. For every white person that is called a person a nigger, that's a hate crime.
Yeah.
It's more of a hate crime than an LGBTQ crime because we don't know anybody that has been killed over the word gay. For sure.
Right. I get you on that.
But we know behind the word nigger, people have been murdered.
Oh, yeah.
So is that a hate crime?
Lynch, drug,
there's
a history to that. This is the history they're trying to feed off of, though. They're trying to equate themselves into your category.
In my category, the way they're fighting in their category. They're bringing up stuff to make me win, and I should be fighting. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I was sitting around the other night, and this dawned on me. And if you look around the planet Earth, we're supposedly, okay, so we supposedly came from the slime, and we crawled up on the shore, and then through a lot of coincidences and luck, man arose from all of that, whether he Cro-Magnon or all that other shit. And then somewhere we showed up, and it's supposed to be that we grew from the things that grew from the slime and then turned into this, and from all that, man grew out of that. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. I would just say that's how it happened, even though that's the most illogical explanation for everything. Let's just say that's how it happened for the sake of argument. Then why did every group that grew out of nothing turn themselves into people subjugated by people above them? If that's how it grew, and it was all out of nothing, and it just happened, why did everybody choose to let certain people rule them?
Well, they said, do you believe in God? And this is not me, but this is what the little boy said. He said, no, why would I believe in God? I believe in my mother. My mother is the one who made me. I believe in God. My mother is the one who made me. My mother is the one who provides for me. My
yep.
mother and my father are the ones that are here for me. Why would I believe in God? You want me to believe in something that supposedly making something different in my life that I cannot physically understand what difference it's making in my life. So why would I worship something I don't understand what it's physically doing in my life? Period. That's simple.
Yeah.
That is so simple because everything that you're actually representing is from within you because anything that you say on the outside came from within, right? Yeah. You got to think about what you're going to say before you say it, right? Yeah. So if you don't think about it, you don't say something first and then think about it. You have to formulate it within you to even project words. Yeah. So we're living so much to make all this outside stuff mean something. We are not this outside stuff.
No.
What makes us function ain't outside of us.
It goes into that conversation we had last time. Where does Herman live?
Thank you.
Where does Herman live? Yeah, where is Herman? What part of Herman's body is Herman? Where does that voice come from?
That
falls into that matrix thing where it really makes you wonder. Because how does everybody make the same decisions when we're all individuals?
Okay.
What drives that? Why, you can just brush it off as human nature, but how did that nature? I mean, if we just came from the slime, and everything's supposed to be evolution, it's supposed to be a you saw it happen and that made it happen and it stays inside of you and you work on it from there. How did we get to that point? And why do we all make the same choices? Why did the entire planet decide to make countries, put up borders, and even though that person's no different than that person, but we all grouped together in small groups and said, let's hate that group and let's hate that group. Why did that happen? That's my question. Why? If all this just evolved from choices and things across what have you not, how come it all and the entire planet evolved into the same place where we have borders and walls and this person and that person? How did all that happen?
Because there's something missing in explanation. From those who are teaching us how to think, you will find the answers of what we need to find the answers to.
The people behind the scenes.
But it's those who are controlling how we think right now.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. So if it happened by happenstance, how did everybody get the message to go do this? It leans more towards it was planned, developed, and didn't happen by happenstance. So to tell me that millions of years ago I crawled out of the scum as a single cell thing that eventually grew into what we know now makes no sense.
I know one thing that makes sense. The behavior of people that take and enslave other people. I don't care what race, what land it is, from what of. All we know is black and white in America, but it's North and South Korea. We can go on and on and on of different groups of people that try to enslave other groups of people within the groups, okay?
Right.
What gives that person the masterminding construct to enslave others? That comes from some type of construct above.
Exactly.
Someone, the shit that we do to one another is happening some other kind of way in some other structure. Some way showing from a five, even within this own dynamic, but at a higher level than we are now.
Yeah, I knew you would pick up on what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This, if it's just by happenstance, what are the odds? It's
what
not by happenstance.
Odds?
It's by some kind of design.
But one secret they let us know, shit rolls downhill. But what hill is it running down from when it comes to us? What hill is it coming from? What dynamic is it coming from? Where
right.
is it? Where is this thought? Where is this realm of thought? Where is this level of energy? Where is that low vibration coming from?
Right. I knew you would see what I'm saying because it doesn't make sense to say that it was all happenstance and just the way it went. That was all just the way it went. That doesn't make sense.
And if it wasn't a mind control, then people like us would not exist.
Right.
If it wasn't mind control, you'd be Dan the Hunky, I'd be Herman the Nigga, and that's how we would see each other. There'd be no other conversations.
Right. Because they want us to see the difference and live on the difference, and we are like, what difference? Because there is no difference.
There's a difference if you want to make one.
Right.
If you want to create differences, you can create any bullshit you want to create based on your insecurity, based on your jealousy.
LGBTQ, LGBTQ.
Based on your lies. Based on your selfishness.
Yes.
Yes. And then you can do anything. You can make up anything because, see, if you're in a world of idolizing, want to be, and make believing, that's sin. With that's called Satan within oneself. That's self.
Yes.
That's what Satan is. Jealousy, envy, jealousy, rage, anger. That's from people. That's self.
Yeah.
You're creating this satanic image.
Right, and you're carrying it out.
Yeah, I don't give a darn what deities that they say can get in your body, anything. You are aware to a certain degree of what you do.
Right.
If it did not exist, how are we talking to you? Period. If this doesn't exist, how do we formulate the words that we're saying now between two separate people, two separate races, two different thoughts, and coming together? Now, we're not coming together with thoughts that we've been programmed with. We're coming together with thoughts that are just in from the energy and catching our vibration to come to an overstanding. Because, see, we're overstanding the generalization of how they think we should understand. And understand that someone has a foot on you. No, I don't understand you.
Yes.
No, I don't understand you. And stop repeating, do I understand you? Because I'm overstanding your justification for understanding. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's why I said when I had that thought, I was like, man, I got to kick this out.
Wow. And that was the thought.
Yeah, because that's why I said I was just sitting there and I was trying to puzzle it out. Because if you puzzle it out as it just happened by happenstance, it makes no sense. If you puzzle it out as some kind of intelligent design behind it, it starts to make sense.
And right now I can use this as an example today to show people how our minds work. You were telling me about something that was on your mind that you wanted to say before we came on air. You didn't say it to me off air because you automatically knew how, no one can figure it, but you automatically knew I would overstand the fact that you would overstand things that people have said to you, and I can actually relate to what you're saying perfectly. But you already knew that.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Because, like I said, we both will take each other's concepts, and we don't sit there and go, oh, you're crazy.
No.
So we go, why are they? It's like right now, remember Alex Jones was once an outcast. Alex Jones was, oh, if you listen to Alex Jones, he's an idiot. He's a conspiracy theorist. And now everything he said is coming true. And anybody who just blew it off has now had their mind blown because they're now seeing that everything he said was true. Everything he said is happening. Everything he talked about, how you're being oppressed and run by a certain group of people, by your Bilderbergs, by your rich people and the people behind them, the people with the real money.
Mm.
The people with the money that comes from being on the planet Earth forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people don't realize that, okay, London is not a city, respectively, in England. The British are who runs what goes on as far as the banks. And the United States runs the military. They are the military for the world. Not the military for this country. The United States is the military for the world. So the true, if people want to be real with it, the true Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of anything that we speak is the Vatican, it is London, and it is America.
It's hard to deny. It's hard. And then you take that one little girl who traced all of our presidents, save one, back to one British monarch.
Yeah.
But all of those, all of those people,
Barack Obama.
Right. And all of those people were elected, air quotes, by chance. And it just so happens that they were related, not that they were chosen because they were related.
Yes.
So, so much for your free election. Because you cannot explain that away. You cannot explain. There's no way you can explain that way as happenstance. You can't.
That's the way they want you to explain things, man.
Oh, yeah. It's just coincidence. It's just coincidence that all these people started dying when they were injected with a gene therapy. It's just coincidence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're just making more out of it because you're too ignorant to know that you're not ignorant.
Too ignorant to know that you're not. And see, that's the crazy thing is, if someone, and if the propaganda can push a whole, can push millions of people, propaganda?
Oh, yes.
Propaganda can push millions.
Oh, yes.
When you're talking about a doggone vaccine that cannot help anyone, and they just told you after we've been tricked that the vaccine was a goddamn war crime, basically.
Oh, yeah. What we hung Germans for, we're praising Fauci for.
Yeah.
That's where the whole informed consent idea comes from.
Yeah.
The Nuremberg trials. That you can't do a medical experiment on somebody without telling them that they're a medical experiment.
See, but they do, they've been doing that, man. You know, you still had the Tuskegee Airmen situation. You had so many. They're still experimenting on them to this day.
Oh, yeah. We know for a fact that they gave black people syphilis in Mississippi. We know that for a fact.
Most
we know that. That's not a theory. That's not a postulate. That's a fact. We know that. We also know that with Project Greenwood, they were debating on bombing Miami so they could blame Cuba to start a war. That's a fact. That's in the writings. We also know Project Mockingbird, and you can see it happening when every news station says the exact same words. If it was an idea, you could say coincidence. When it's the exact same words, it's a script. Script is not the news. Script is a play. And that's propaganda at its finest and most demonstrable place I can make you see it. They also put LSD in water supplies in one city to see what it would do to people. They also put radiation into cities to see how many people it would affect. This is your wonderful government.
And we drink Coca-Cola as a refreshing drink, and other countries have found that Coca-Cola is not used for drinking. They use it for pesticides on their crops.
Right.
They
and most of our foods are not allowed to be sold overseas, but the FDA is here to protect us.
Yes.
And every product sold as food is under the guise of the FDA, and all of our products can't be sold overseas, yet the same people who make those products pull all of that bullshit out overseas.
Yep. Yep. They're making onions like scallions, and certain meats are made out of plastic products that they're selling.
Well, yeah. Check on everybody's like, oh, that's bullshit. No, it is. It's real. Didn't you hear about the Chinese plastic rice? They admitted to that.
Plastic rice? Yes, plenty of plastic rice.
And how come when they just now they've got all these studies that show everybody's heart's got plastic in it now? Everybody. Just you. Yeah, that means you and me.
All I know is one thing. They'll show you some Chinese people right in a field, right?
Yep.
Picking rice. I've never known. I don't know anybody. I don't know how to grow rice. I've never seen I don't know how to grow rice, and I've never seen an oxtail in America.
Dude, there's something weird about all of this. And I think when I'm talking about upside down world, where they are just basically throwing rules to the wind and saying it's because this person is downtrodden, but in fact, they're just destroying the system. Because if you've heard Cloward and Piven, destroy the system, and once it's been destroyed, then you can declare martial law, then you can insert the government you want, not the government that will be elected.
I think we're in another world, man. I think we just have to be leftover byproducts of something new.
I'm beginning to believe you.
Okay, I just think we're leftover byproducts of something that's new. And they're waiting for us to die off, or they have to kill you, because we're something new. We're a byproduct of the new world order. We're a byproduct of what's left from the new world order taking over, and because we're different, we don't fit in.
No,
what we say doesn't make sense. We remember things that are not supposed to be. Okay, so therefore, that's telling you you're supposed to be invisible. That's supposed to be. You're an anomaly. You're not supposed to be.
No,
the word
not law
say that you're not supposed to be. The things that you remember. Stated, well, why are you here? Well, I remember when. Why do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I was saying. What were you saying? Are you sure you were saying that? Yes, I'm sure. Are you sure of that?
Are you sure that Chick-fil-A is spelled the way Chick-fil-A is spelled? Are you sure that the fruit alone doesn't have the cornucopia?
Are you sure of that?
Are you sure the Monopoly Man didn't have a monocle?
Are you sure of that? What makes you so sure?
See, that's psyops. That's totally what that is. They're calling it the Mandela effect, but it's actually just psyops. If they call it Mandela effect, it seems like something that just happens out of the worldly. If you call it a psyop, then you really understand that you and I are being played.
Well, if you believe in the Mandela effect, according to them, you'll be struck by understanding, follow a man. This is what I tell individuals. When you think about everything, think about how they try to take something and represent the man by it, but it's the message, it's not the man.
Yes.
So Mandela and the purpose of Mandela is not the Mandela effect. It's how the effective Mandela works. It's not the Mandela effect. It's how the effective Mandela works. So we're talking about not the man. See, anything it is like... If you want to talk about how effective Jesus was, okay, all you're saying is how effective can love, can apply love, peace, and tranquility be? Period. That's all you're saying.
Yeah.
If you take away the man, take away the walking and talking like and being like, and just take about understanding how you should be better as a person, self, how you should be better. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And then we get a better understanding of a situation versus understanding. Because understanding is always going to put you beneath the truth. Always going to put you beneath the truth. They don't want, we are overstanders. They don't like that.
Yeah.
So you don't take your cars to the shop because you overstand that you can fix it yourself. You don't understand. You know you need to take your car to a mechanic. Do you understand, Dan?
You know what? There's a lot of people who look at what we're saying and just go, they're crazy. But, again, I go back to that phrase, smart people seem stupid to dumb people.
There you go.
Because we understand things that they just don't want to look at. They're too busy waking up, getting their coffee, running out the door, getting in the car, got to run to my job, got to get to my job, got to work 8 hours. I come home, I'm too tired, I can't think, I don't want to think. Let me do mindless shit. Let me watch stuff that's mindless. And then they say, you want to watch mindless shit? Here's 2,800 channels of it. Here's 2,800 channels of mindless shit for you to watch and forget.
Mm-hmm.
And just forget. You know what the problem is, man? You know what the purpose is? See, we have to stop describing things like they want us to describe also. Because I always say, you know what the problem is? We're not even talking about problems. We're talking about, do you know what the success is and the success of this succession that we have as people? When we discuss things to evaluate and hear new things that we personally hadn't thought about individually.
Right.
So you share with me what you thought about individually. I found out about what I know individually. And collectively, when we share this without a battle of who's right and wrong, ups and downs, do's and don'ts, you get things from it.
Yes.
If you stop freaking trying to prove who knows more.
Right.
That's the problem. Everybody wants to know, I know more than you. I'm above you. I'm better than you. No, idiot.
We're equal.
No.
We're all equal. We're all in this. We're all in this play together. We're all equal in this play together.
And see, I stay away. I'm going to hit you with this today. I stay away from equal. We can all make this balance because I may be shorter than you, which would take away the equality. I may be taller than you. You may be wide. Anything. See, I have to try to stick to generality because anything that we say now can be a catch-up to stop you from moving forward. Anything.
True.
You almost have to be neutral.
Yeah, we're neutral. Yes. Well, see, that's what makes our conversations fun to me. No matter what we bring to the table, no, the other person doesn't go, oh, you're fucking nuts. We don't do that.
You're a fucking quack.
We don't. Yeah, we don't. We listen to it and go, why would he say that? We don't say, that's crazy. We go, why? That's the question when we were in school that we were told was one of the most important questions. Ask why. Ask why. Now it's not ask why. Obey. Comply. Go along with.
Now, in strict family homes, I used to say this all the time. Well, I say it in black homes. But I'm going to stop saying this because I don't have the experience other than my home being black to tell you whether you're serious or not. So now instead of me saying in black homes, I say, well, in my home, you couldn't ask to create, you weren't supposed to say, ask why. There was a time when they started teaching kids that you don't ask why and you don't question things. You do what I tell you and you do as told. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I was told that at home a lot by my dad. My dad was, you know, if you didn't do it, there wasn't no debate or question. You just got the shit beat out of you. No, seriously, man. I took my sweatshirt off the wrong way. I got the piss knocked out of me.
And the ass whooping was the understanding of why. You don't have to ask why. If you get a foot in your ass, you don't have to ask why with a foot in your ass.
No.
That foot in your ass is explaining to you to do something different, damn it.
Yeah. But when we got into school, before school became like really where it is now, we were told when we were younger to ask why. To question it.
Oh, in school, in school, always question. But your parents said don't question me because you got to think.
Right.
If you came up, and this is so sad, man, white, black, or Puerto Rican, if you came up in a certain era of thinking where any race of people were controlled, hey, that exercise of that one race is just showing you that everybody can be controlled.
Yeah.
And if you sit there and watch that one race be controlled, you will be controlled just like that race one time. They're just showing the example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they put
that
out there for
people,
you.
Once they get out of once they get out of the category of those people, it's who's ever next.
Oh yeah. Group and then you will jump on the wagon and say they're bad.
Yeah. Until they pick you.
Right. And then you're like, wait a minute, I'm not bad.
Wait a minute.
I did everything you said to do.
I said, let's
for you. What is wrong with you?
Well, guys, now you on the mend.
Yeah. Now you understand, because now it's in your yard.
Yeah, because you helped me kill everybody, and after I killed everybody, what do you think I was going to do next? I'm just killing you, too.
Yeah, you're just going to be the next person on the list.
Yeah.
And then again, that goes back to, where does that come from? That comes from the tippy-tippy top.
Thank you. Where does that come from? We get right back to, where does that come from? Where do you get that idea to conquer people and be in control of people?
Right.
Well, you get it from somebody that conquers people and is in control of people, and they have a manual on how to do it.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do, and they've learned it from everybody in history, because if you run down history, they all did it the same way.
Yes.
From Genghis Khan to Joseph Stalin to Mao to the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All
and they took from the average person who would make friends with his neighbors and not make enemies, they took that money and they developed an army so that they can put their ideas on you so that you will say, hey, maybe I should hate my neighbor, because if I don't, they're going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Group against group. And really, it's groups against government. Again, I've said this. Name me one group of people killed more people on the planet Earth, and that group is government.
Mm-hmm.
It's not diseases. It's not poverty. It's governments. If you stack up the numbers that every government on the planet Earth has killed, it will far exceed any other event.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you ask, why did this government attack that government, it's because they had a disagreement about one little thing, and that one little thing turned into a war where thousands of people die.
But what did you find out the truth in the end of the war? They had something I wanted. They didn't want to give it up. I told them to give it up. They didn't give it up, so I came to take it.
I gave you a reason to hate them. That's what I did. And then you took that reason, internalized it, and ran with it without ever asking why and where it came from.
If Texas decides to separate from the United States and become an individual country, okay?
Yeah.
Texas would be larger than, and its economy would be larger than most countries in the world.
It'd be the eighth largest in the world.
The eighth. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad. See, I didn't have to say nothing. My boy got all the information. I know I wasn't going crazy. It ain't hard to do. See how we do? We can just bring up a subject and just piggyback off of it immediately.
That's why I love it. That's why our conversations roll, because we both see it. We're seeing it. We both see it. That's all we're proving.
Yeah,
proven.
We've been talking to each other this week. We're living our lives regularly, y'all. It's not like me and Dan talk every day. We sometimes talk during the week, but most of the times, this lately has been Monday.
Yeah.
So we've been busy.
Yeah, we've both been busy.
Hello?
But we both are looking at the same world from different perspectives, but seeing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how you know it's real. You know it's there. You know it's real. You know what you're up against.
Yeah. And then when you find balance in conversation, that's crazy.
And that's where we both know that there's somebody way up this chain. And I really don't believe they're human.
No.
I don't. And
no.
If you know, everybody will, this is what I love. People are so sure that we live on a sphere that they have never seen, that they will call you crazy if you believe different.
Mm.
We've never seen it. We haven't.
Have you ever heard of the Dark Crystal?
Yes, up in the, Alaska, the dark black pyramid. Is that the one you're talking about?
Okay. Now, I want you to look up one day the Dark Crystal. It was a show that came on. These big crow birds, I don't know, were they like vultures or something?
Oh, yes, I do remember that show.
And they used to take the essence of the people that lived in the village.
Yes, I do remember that.
And these little normal people, little regular people, they were just like some type of regular people, this colorless, really sexless, you know, just a general person. And they would take them and capture them and suck all the essence out of them. You would watch them shrink up and dry, and they would take all the essence out of them. And they, but they were a human race of people being controlled by a bird race. That was the movie.
Yeah.
It was like a cartoon, not when a cartoon was like a anime. It was like characters, but they were like humans in suits and shit, you know?
Yeah.
With puppets. But I remember that show, and I was like, why is this coming to my mind now? Because it touches with something today.
Yeah.
They're trying to show you what they do. They always got to show you before they do it.
Right, so you'll agree to it.
Yeah, and they show it to you as entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't look at the whole list of movies from the 80s, dude. We are living an 80s movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are. We are living. There's a dozen 80s movies that we're living right now.
Right now.
So all those movies were just coincidence that they're correct now, or all those people had so much foresight that they all wrote those movies and they all come true? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
That's what we're supposed to believe. From some type of disproportionate stupidity.
Well, explain The Simpsons. Explain The Simpsons. Right down to the Donald coming down the escalator. How? They just got lucky that many times?
They just got lucky a few dozen. That's all.
Well, it's the same belief that we started as two-celled animals and ended up now where we can talk, have conversations on a phone and debate ideas, and that just happened by pure happenstance.
Yeah. From two catfish walking up and becoming intelligent.
Right. That's all just happenstance. That just happened. There was no design in that.
Hmm.
Hey, I've seen more than once where people have gone back into just the 50s. We're not even talking about going back into the 1800s, going back into the 1950s and pulling up Encyclopedia Britannica where it said the world was flat.
Good. Yeah. But they don't want to look at these things. We are not repeating these things to you, letting you know that we're telling you. Because, see, I like how we reiterate on things because you have to keep telling people. These things, if you went without thinking about them for so long as if they don't exist, telling you over and over again is the thing that has to happen.
Yes.
It has
to happen. How they got the message through the first time, because you were told by your parents, you were told by your school, you were told by your elected officials, and they all said the same things over and over and over, and then you figured out that everybody believes it, so you must believe it too.
Yeah, and no one has a problem with you until you don't accept what they want you to believe.
Right. When you step outside of that realm, then you're crazy, conspiracy theorist, nut, there's something wrong with you, you're mentally unstable. You can run down the list. You can run down the list.
If you don't go to church and they ask you the question, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? To me, that's like a trick. Why must I accept your concept of belief in order for me to be okay with life?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
If you don't accept what I believe in, then I can't know you, or we can't be friends. That doesn't seem nice.
You just want somebody who parrots back what you say.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to think.
Yeah.
And then memorization. That's memorization. That's what we do in school. Memorize. Not question, not analyze, not figure out. Memorize.
Because, see, instead of people saying, God is a healthy God, God is a good God, do you know how you do that? You'd be like, man, if I want to say God is a good God, dang, Dad, when you got through doing that car and whatever came to you to make your hands do what it did and come to your mind, God must be a good God. Now, I could say something like that.
Yes.
But seeing what somebody has done with their works.
Yes.
But I can't sit up and go, oh, God is so good. It's good as God and God. And then I'm listening to you stealing for a damn job.
Yeah.
You wonder how you going to pay your bills? You got to go get a mechanic to fix your car? You still got to go to the fish market to get your fish? You still got to go to the grocery store to get your food?
Yeah.
So your God being a good God is based on the manifestation of what mankind can make for you. To say is good for you to say God is good for you.
Yeah, I've been down that road you're talking about a dozen times with people, and it always gets back to, well, even when it's bad, I'm supposed to just learn something from that.
You are, but you're not supposed. You're supposed to learn how to solve. It's not even bad. First of all, it's a situation, an occasion, or something you have to face. So it's not good or bad. It just is. We have to stop naming things good and bad. It just is.
Yeah,
if it's uncomfortable, something that is, it just is. But it's not got to be good or bad. It may be uncomfortable or it may be savory, but it doesn't have to be good or bad.
Well, the sun's the same way. The sun in the sky is the same way. If I go out and lay in the sun without any kind of protection all day long, I'll die.
It is a bad sun.
But if I don't go outside and get that sun, I don't get that vitamin D, and I'll die too.
And that'd be bad for you for not using the sun.
Right.
But to be truthful, it's not about good and bad. It's about, hey, the knowledge of knowing not to go get sunburned according to exposure, according to whatever your skin tone you are. That's what tells you whether you can or can't.
Exactly.
And it doesn't, and you don't need, okay, if you do things in moderation, you will not need suntan lotion.
Right.
Okay, you just need to stop taking your light ass out there trying to burn up. That's just
oh my God, man.
That's the truth, man, you know. You don't need suntan lotion. You need modification of how much time you spend in the sun. And as you gradually begin to tan, you can gradually be in the sun more, period.
Exactly. Exactly.
When you try to do too much too fast, here we go back to what can be called overusage or go as far as saying that's a sin. So if you're going to do that, then laying in the sun too much is a sin to your skin, right? So, hey,
yes.
Okay.
And that's the fact.
Yeah.
That's funny because I don't think anybody would really think of it that way, but it's the truth. The world is just full of things. The world's just full of things, and some things are going to be good. Some things are going to be bad. You got to use your brain. You got to figure it out. And the more you figure it out, the better life you live.
I had to go right and get away from, okay, this is it, Dad. I had to get away from what I call commercialized black and white people, okay? Because commercialized black and white people don't make sense. So I had to go back to the black and white people I grew up around, no matter what sense they didn't make, but it made more sense to commercialize. Now, I was around white people that were in the sun in Indiana, but I didn't see white people make a big deal about suntan lotion. I watched white people that modified the way they took their butts in the sun. They didn't just run into the sun. They went in the sun gradually at certain times. Sometimes it wasn't doing the hottest parts, and they got a better tan. When it wasn't the hottest parts, it was less effect on your skin in the morning. They knew what time to take their ass out in the sun.
Yes.
There were rules.
Yes.
And then the suntan lotion people said, hey, fuck your rules. You can go out, white people, you can go out in the sun anytime. That's when sunburn began.
Yeah.
Why do white people get no damn sunburn until somebody told you run your butt out there recklessly with suntan lotion?
And then from that, it turned into, let's give you this lotion that will protect you from the sun so you can just be stupid and go out anytime you want. Don't mind that the chemicals we're covering your skin with will give you cancer. It's going to protect you from the sun. And then
that's when you got more white people with polka dots on them. With all these
that's right.
This is when you saw white people with chocolate chips everywhere, and you had to go to the damn doctor.
Because you can go back. Look when skin cancer exploded. It's exactly when sunscreen came about.
And I'm telling you, I knew because I remember white people around me had all these little biopsies. They was biopsying the shit out of white people. Period. Yep. I'm sorry. Every time when I started working in the military, every time I looked up, there was a white dude coming to have a skin tag removed.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I remember this shit. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. But we're not supposed to believe what we see. Again, we're supposed to believe what we're told, not what we experience.
If you can hear us right now, just go back to when you start seeing grandpas in your mind with little Band-Aids everywhere. Just go back. It was a they had little Band-Aids and stitches everywhere. And I'm sorry, man. That's when they were. This is what I keep telling people. They were experimenting on white people and getting them used to being experimented on from this supposed positive thing, but it was not positive.
No, it was not.
It was not
even remotely. Well, I got to squeeze a commercial break in here. I hate to do it.
We'll
come back and do what we normally do, but I'm telling you, this I knew when I sat down and had that idea the other night.
Yeah.
That when I would throw that out between the two of us, that we would kick that ball back and forth, and just it would open up a whole new plane of thought.
Grandma would say a whole new can of worms.
That's right. We opened her up and dumped her right in the garden. Oh, man. So,
watch them grow.
We will sit here and take a little quick break and run our commercials, and we will be all right back.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a roll line in the field. I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya. Beeped on your aura. Laying in wait. Ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Ain't this even solo now. It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living. Just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's officialninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher in every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Well, yeah, we got that out of the way. Thank goodness for that. You know, it's funny, though, because I was looking at all this, and I think what kicked my idea off about why we did what we did and why governments do what they do started with, right now, we are being told by numerous of these Bilderberg groups, you know, your rich elites, that humans are the problem. And that we need to reduce the human population. Now, the average person who's asleep hears that and goes, yeah, we are the problem. Yeah, there are too many of us. And then I go, what? So if there are too many of us, who do you want to kill? Seriously. Who are you proposing that we're, if there's too many of us, what is us?
Yeah, what are we starting with the us?
Yeah, what are we talking about getting rid of? Because you got to pick a group. Or do you just say a percentage of everybody? The mere statement that you want to reduce population is evil. It is, no matter how you slice it. That's evil. It is a negative thing that they're trying to paint as a positive thing by choosing words. We are destroying the planet. We couldn't destroy this planet if we tried.
No.
We could temporarily hurt it, but destroy? Absolutely not. We absolutely, positively do not have that power. So then that goes back to who wants to depopulate the earth, because anybody espousing that is evil.
Yep.
And they're going to give you good reasons, because we're affecting the climate. No, we're not.
No,
we're not. The climate was changing before we got here. The climate will change after we're gone. We cannot destroy. We can affect, but we cannot destroy.
The earth creates oil. There's no such thing as fossil fuel. They told us a whole bunch of bullshit crap to create panics and worries that don't exist.
They're making everybody live in fear because, again, and you and I have said this over and over, everybody's running. They're chasing us. Who? Don't look back. They're close. They're chasing us. Who? Don't look back. They're close. You look back. There's nobody back there. Oh, yeah, they are. You just can't see them. No, there's nobody back there. Quit there's living in fear.
Body back there, you son of a...
Because in fear, just go look at anybody who's in a fearful situation. Their thoughts are cloudy. They do not think because they're fearful. Fearful changes your whole system. It changes how you think. It changes your body chemistry. It changes everything about you. It makes you more susceptible to looking for a solution that will take away your fear. Not the solution that's real, just one that will take away your fear.
Mm-hmm. One that will take away your fear. And well, why are
parents fears, use why, fear? Parents use fear all the time. The boogeyman's going to come get you if you don't listen to me.
But see, when someone creates fear, then whoever's creating the fear has a solution. It's like if you create a disease, you have the antidote. So the cure, someone has a cure to your fear. And since they have the cure, they're going to promote more fear.
Right.
Because they had to have fear in order to have a cure.
Well, so we'll create a problem that doesn't exist. And I issue this challenge to anybody. All these people, I'll debate you all day on global warming. I'll debate you all day. And then I ask them one simple question that destroys it. Name me one weather forecaster in the United States that with all of his meteorological devices, his satellites, his observations, his weather stations reporting him pressures, that can give you the weather to the degree for 7 days, and I might believe you can do 100 years.
Yep, and you can tell me every generation that dies is going to tell you the same thing, that Jesus is coming again. Why would he come here again? If it was all true, why would he come here again? We'll be fucked.
You can't ask that question. You've got to live in the fear. You've got to live in the fear.
You cannot ask that question. You got to live in the fear, man. Don't ask that question.
Quit asking. Just be scared and run.
Just be scared because Jesus is coming.
Right. Well, if you're living by what you're supposed to be living by, what fear do you have?
Because you ain't got to worry about nothing, because you ain't doing nothing. You're doing what they say do, so.
Why are you in fear? Because you know down inside you're not.
Doing a daggum thing that you're projecting as we should be doing.
Right. I used to live next to this guy that went to church all the time. And right after he'd come home, he'd judge the whole neighborhood. And totally forget the message, judge not lest ye be judged. That's what we're told. But you somehow got that message and came home and ignored that part of the message and started judging. And now you understand why that person is afraid of somebody coming, because they're not really following the rules. They're just pretending to follow the rules. They're going through the motions. They're going through everything. But as far as a person goes inside, they're dark. They're evil. They don't do anything good. They would never help their neighbor for free. They would never do anything for free.
Mm-hmm.
And see, really, when you get down to it, we have created a system that requires everybody to basically charge everybody to live, rather than a system where somebody used to create something of value and then bring it to you and then trade that for your thing of value. So now we have a bunch of people who don't have to create a single squat of value, yet they can exist.
Yeah, because these are the people that are talking trash but can't barter.
Right.
They have no bartering skills, and this is where we have a lot of non-barterers making decisions. You can't make anything. You're not even – your bartering is your mouth.
Yeah. You create nothing of value.
And see, that's what these new things are, these influencers and these women that call themselves influencers. And put like this, all the way down to prostitutes. You create nothing of value. You use your body.
Yeah.
And the value that you're saying you create is pleasure. Right. I create pleasurable moments. Yeah, that's a new thing now.
But they're hollow pleasure.
Yeah.
Because beauty fades.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the hardest thing to get past. And, you know, and when you're young, you don't want to hear that. You know, an old person will tell you beauty fades, and then you go, oh, that's just because you're old. Oh, I'll always be beautiful. No, you won't. No, you won't. The beauty that exists in you is
what beauty. Sometimes you think about beauty fades. Think about beauty as being a talent you have. I mean,
yeah.
Why do we always think about beauty as an outside shell? Why can't beauty be valued as something tangible?
Well, you can see it in the music industry, dude. Look at all your singers. They're all super hot chicks. Yet you can go out into the countryside and find a dozen women who are not beautiful that can sing better but will never be famous because they're not beautiful.
But they're not beautiful according to what we can't say they're not beautiful. They're not beautiful what people are trying to
right to the standards.
They're not
standards.
Standards, whatever that is, you know.
Right.
But, you know, but hey, like I said, but you know, if you like a big bone girl, that's your business. If you like a skinny girl, that's your business. Because they don't fit the standards, but that doesn't mean they can't sing.
Right.
And that doesn't mean they're not beautiful to that person.
Right. But to the masses that have been trained what is what, they are.
As soon as you say masses, I was like,
Damn. Talk about brain together.
Yes.
But that's what I try to tell people. It's like, think about this. Just think about this for a second. There are things that are accepted. I accepted them when I was younger. Now that I'm older, I'm starting to question it. And you're going to go through phases in life, and this is one guaranteed thing. There's when you're young and ignorant, everything is new and fresh, and so you'll chase a lot of things. But then you've gone through life after you've chased all those things and found out for yourself what's real, not what you've been told is real, but what you found out is real, is when you change. And that's why there are old people that can be had. Gotcha. But that's why most of your real knowledge exists in the older people. And if you sit down and listen to what they have to say rather than poo-pooing it, and you just listen to what they have to say, there's a lot of truth in there.
Oh, most definitely. A lot of treasures.
Yeah.
A lot of treasures, man. These elders have lived, man. They live for a reason.
Right, they made it far in the game for a reason.
They didn't live to be questions put down, you know, disassociated with what's going on in today's world as old fogies and dummies and people that's outdated. These people
yeah.
are important in your life.
Yes.
They're important in your life. They're important in this world. And we are becoming those people. We are the next.
Right.
Matter of fact, in a lot of ways, we are those people. We are the next.
And when we met, you and I were both young bucks running the streets. And then here we are, two older guys, still friends and still learning.
And still learning and still growing.
Right.
Every day.
We don't come home and plop ourselves down in front of a TV and just do mindless shit. We are constantly digging and looking and questioning
and
growing.
And growing. See how we say it and say that?
It's because it's the truth. We don't have to make it up.
No. Uh-uh. That's not how we are.
No. And the funny thing is, even in our young buck stage, we were friends, tight friends, like that.
And we still were doing things that we were no different than we are now, just younger, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we were still moving, but I didn't see us being out of control then, and I don't see us being out of control now.
Yeah. We're ready
we
to experience
march.
It.
We always marched differently, man.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Because no groups of people we've ever been amongst have ever really understood
how we work, and I've never really gotten along with any other people in the groups we hung with. I mean, I dealt with a few people, but I never really hung with them or dealt with them and did things with them, never wanted to do business with them.
Right.
You know, I can think of people that you could, you know, I could say some names, and I'm like, I can't even explain it. You know, I know good people, but they're not, it's not what we, you know, what we encountered and know one another. It's crazy.
Well, no, you'll find those people in your life that you will totally click with.
Yes.
And when we went out on the road, I always tell people, you want to know how if you get along with somebody, go be on the highway with them for a few weeks. You'll figure out if you're the same. You'll figure out real quick if you're the same. And even in our young times, we were the same.
Yeah.
Two people from two different backgrounds, but we were the same.
Because we were able to get along and do things so simply. We didn't have problems. You know, it wasn't like a lot of headaches, you know?
Yeah. Just roll.
It wasn't a lot of headaches. We just rolled, man. And we got along and we clicked real good, so I don't remember arguing with you, Dan, ever in my life. I really don't.
I don't. I can say that without, like I said, we've had some really deep conversations too. The ones that most people get angry about.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When somebody catches something in the angle where something was misunderstood or something.
No, I think it totally comes from when I talk to you, I see Herm as in a good light. So whatever you say to me, I'm not going to take it in a bad light. I'm going to take it in Herm's trying to pass something to me that he thinks I need to hear.
Good stuff right there.
Right. But in most of the world, the people are out, I'll step on this person's head, I'll step on that one. I'm going to the top. You're just going to be below me. I don't want to be around people like that. And you and I both know if one of us makes it, both of us makes it.
Oh, man. And Dan, you know what's so funny is, you know, really, in the way you've been doing things and going on the road and putting stuff together, man, when we get off this phone today, I'm going to run something past you because it's like, man, listen, I've already told you about the idea, but that idea can be brought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think everything that we do now should be copywritten and just because we don't need to be on the road unless we're guiding how we're going to be on the road. You feel me?
Yeah.
We're in a new era and time. That's all I want to share with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. Well, see, it goes to, I like watching, again, I call the TV a boob tube. For the vast majority, it is. But they're also, just like anything, there are good parts of it. And one of the good parts I like to watch is when they do a biography of somebody, and they show you all the little points along the way that at that time didn't seem like nothing and then all of a sudden becomes something. It helps open my mind to that everything we do may be a small step at the time, but each one of those steps will lead up to something bigger down the road with our patience and our effort.
And me right now, where I am, I'm down the road right now.
Yeah.
I'm down that road because right now, if I look at things from a true perspective, in Hampton Roads and in Virginia, we are kings of comedy for this here. Okay? And however you want to look at it, ambassadors for, I don't care how you want to look at it, but we are the top shelf of what you have here. That's being real.
Yeah. We have the experience. We have the road experience. We have the town experience. We have the experience of success.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there are no other comics that you have in this area with the success we've had with 30 years plus in the game.
No.
Nobody. Nobody. That's why we have to patent ourselves, product ourselves,
and produce ourselves. This is where we are right now. And this is what anybody that has been doing things for a multitude of years and you haven't maximized any of these things you did, you have to do it for yourself. I mean, totally.
Yeah.
You taught me that by telling me the guys that you were with on the road and how they're doing things. That's how things should be done. And
yeah.
Sometimes it takes younger individuals. Maybe they don't have the talent on the stage that you have, but they got a talent in something that you don't have.
Right.
You feel
and
me?
The ability, well, the ability to recognize that talent, not give
yeah.
that talent, and then help them develop the talent.
Da, 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 da,
well, you know, it's funny because I as part of my show prep for, you know, things I want to think about, I guess, you know, flash through videos, just try to get the gist of what people are thinking. And somebody put up an old Tupac video that was just fucking awesome, man, where he said, just because I don't, I'm trying to remember exactly how he said it, just because you're not in my world anymore and I've chose for you to not be in my world because we're not compatible doesn't mean I want to see you fail. It just
oh, yeah.
means you're not in my world anymore.
Oh,
and
no
I wish you success. Right. No harm.
Yeah.
Tell me them are bad words.
They're not. The bad thing comes when a person doesn't want to accept those words and they want to turn it into something else and see it for what they want to have it be.
And that's the hardest thing to teach people is to not be bitter. Because the world didn't pick you out and say, I'm going to do this to you. That's just what happened. That's just life happening. And it didn't target you because of what you believe. It didn't it's just what happens. The sun comes up, the sun goes down.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
The sun goes up, the sun goes down.
Just the way it is. When we die, there'll be somebody to step in our shoes. There'll be another Herman and Dan that will appear somewhere and have the exact same things we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in time, if you look at things how it is, it might be Dan and Herman again, but they might be Kevin and George.
Right. Well, you know Beatty Barnes, right?
Yeah, I was just talking about Beatty Barnes recently, yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
He said something to me one night when we were hanging out. He goes, hanging out right now is unique and special, right? And I said, yeah. He goes, do you realize that somewhere with the 8 billion, or I think it was 6 billion at that time, with 6 billion people on the planet Earth, odds are likely there's two people doing exactly what we're doing, but somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them ones where you go, oh, damn, that's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to call Beatty last week. Okay? Because
yeah.
I was talking about the thing that we're going to get into with the complexes. And
right.
I tried to call Beatty last week that you spoke of his name. That's so crazy. Because I happened to be watching something on YouTube, and when one of the commercials came, Beatty was in some type of play. And he was on the screen. I was like, wow, that's cool. Yeah, Beatty Barnes, because he's always into these eclectic type things, the things that you don't see the average comic in.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? And this is where you want to – this will take this conversation in a whole new direction. But you talk about intertwined, interconnected, interlinked. It's part of the play. What are the odds of two separate people – who haven't seen somebody in a long time, both having the same thoughts just before, days before we get together and talk. Even though we're separated, everybody's joined.
Yes. Yeah.
All the particles connect us, and since we're an electric being, because you can't deny that, that's the difference between alive and dead, the electrical pulse. That's it. It's not that the body's decayed. It's that electrical pulse is gone.
Yeah.
That electrical pulse is you. So if everything's intertwined, then it makes perfect sense why two people who are in tune with each other would be thinking about the same person at different times. So that proves in its own way that the interconnection is there, which also proves that if you project positive, you will attract positive.
True. It was surprising when you brought up B.D. Barnes just then. I was like, wow. And I was like, I was just trying to connect with him because I'm talking about it was visibly, he was in front of my face, and I'm going to contact him because there's a reason we're supposed to contact
him. Yeah. There's
you
something
know,
that's
there. What it tells me.
But see, that goes against what you're taught. You're taught that everything's happenstance, that people aren't connected, that what you do doesn't affect anybody, when in the reality, what everybody does affects everybody.
Yeah. And see, it is not even about, to me right now, when it comes to people like, and it's talking about comedy, I'm using comedy as an example because this is what we do, but I'm looking at evolving to the next level, evolving, because we've been doing everything the same way for so long. And like what we're doing right now, speaking on a radio personality level, this is what's needed. Changes, switches, new levels is needed. And we need to get in contact with those who've always been in the game of being successful.
Yes.
And we were speaking about longevity in comedy. B.D. Barnes is one of those individuals that represents Hampton Roads and Virginia's state of comedy mind.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Dan, we should start interviewing some of these guys, man.
I would not be opposed to that.
Yeah, giving life back to those who have put a lot of time into the era that we know of best.
True.
You know, because see, one thing about the beauty of things, no one will pay homage to you unless you know who you are. We don't have to sit around and not, we can acknowledge ourselves. We don't have to wait, we can, and that's what we have to do, acknowledge ourselves. I acknowledge you, you acknowledge me, so we acknowledge ourselves. That is not broadcasting or bolstering anything. We're just giving props where props are due.
Exactly.
Period. As far as comedy is concerned, if we had any notion to really do stuff, we should have it where people have to come through us, not from a mean level, not from a controlling level, but from a being respected level in whatever angle of comedy that comes through Virginia.
Yes, sir.
That's the respect that we were in a roundabout way talking about. People with live knowledge, not taught knowledge.
Yeah. But someone has to pioneer the thought.
Right.
Someone has to get it off the ground.
Because that's what's so funny about so many ideas that you see come out. You're like, I already thought that. Well, why didn't you do it?
Yeah,
think.
We didn't go that.
Yeah, you didn't go chase it. You didn't go down that road. You didn't try to make that happen. And that's where you either figure out, I should have figured that out and done it, and then go do it, or you go, they stole my idea and get bitter.
Yeah, buddy. But we ain't got to worry about that because can't nobody steal our ideas. We're who we are.
Right.
And by that, what we're doing right now, we're doing right now, we're in the works of what we're talking about right now because we're actually functioning in something right now.
Right.
We just done stuff for so long that we don't even count the stuff we're in doing right now. We just, we're just doing the show. No, this really counts as something, sir.
Yeah, it does. It's like I said, I have a couple of people who are in contact with me that listen to the show, and they say it's excellent, it flows, it goes back and forth. And the funny thing is, it does this naturally because we don't plan it.
Yeah. Ooh. We don't plan it.
No.
We don't plan it. We don't plan it. Okay.
No.
We don't plan it. Okay. What if the word planet was used as a state of total control by the word plan it? Okay, you don't have to plan it anymore. The planet has it for you. You don't have to plan it.
It's natural.
It's natural, which is not natural if the planet is being sold. Okay?
Someone has taken what we were given for free and made it marketable. We're being sold air, land, and water.
Yeah.
And then what they did was they took control of nature. That's why there's no, look around, there's no more female trees outside, man. You can't just go and pick no berries no more and go pick no grapes.
No.
That's not available no more. You can't just go in your neighbor's backyard and pick some pears. They're around, but not readily available like they used to be.
Oh, I know. I used to go sit out in a cherry tree and eat cherries.
Come on now. Talk to me, brother. Peach trees, man. Apple
trees. Take my fishing pole and go down to the river and catch a stringer of bass and come home and cook them.
And it might run into you some figs on the way back. Who knows?
Yeah. We used to eat wild things all the time. But
man,
most people in cities have no idea of the experience to bring something out of the water, to clean it yourself, and cook it and eat it and be there from beginning to end of the cycle.
Can you imagine the type of energy, electricity you're taking out of people by putting them on bricks and concrete and get them living in brick and concrete homes with steel girders and everything absorbing you like being grounded.
Yeah.
By every measure, you're being grounded.
Leaning against a tree, walking barefoot.
Hugging a pet.
But see, that's poo-pooed as pseudoscience by the scientists. Yet you and I can see the benefits, and we both have changed because of believing it and doing it and not taking the word of somebody who's trying to feed you some bioengineered shit that your body doesn't know what to do with.
Yeah. Body has no clue.
Nothing. Your body's just like, what's this? What do I do with it? I'll just make it fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody, well, why? I'm eating good. I'm eating healthy. I'm exercising, but I can't lose weight. Because you're not eating healthy. You're eating that shit they're feeding you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bull crap.
You need to take a look at what you're picking up and putting in your body. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body.
You five for Rosper, that's not food, fool. If it takes you that day that long to read it, it's not food, fool.
Well, and on top of that, I was watching another little thing about how these different breast cancers have shown up, and it's right where women put deodorant.
Lord.
And so you're putting this stuff on your body and thinking your body doesn't absorb it?
Yeah, then go get you a nice one. And see, the thing is, what kills me is, like, I worry about stuff. I would study stuff, like, anytime I hear a commercial, I would study it. Get a little closer.
Yep.
With extra dry. Get a little closer with every solid extra dry. Try Secret. What is the secret? What is the secret? Why did Tussie become so important? Why were you pushing baby powder?
Yes.
And why did the commercials go away?
Yeah, quietly, and nobody bothered to say, oh, by the way, if you believe this shit, you're in trouble now.
Yeah.
And not a one of them will be held to bear. And the FDA, who's supposed to be there to protect us, lets it pass because they got paid.
Because whose mama and grandma and aunt and sister were not using baby powder on their vagina?
Oh,
and how many of them came up with cervical and ovarian cancer?
Yeah.
Come on,
look,
man.
Look at glyphosate. It's in every food thing now.
Yeah,
they sprayed it on the crops.
Oh, everything.
They gave it to you.
Gave it to you, spray. Man, and this is me, Dan. Anytime somebody is rushing you to do something or it's a big deal and the whole crowds of people are going towards it, I have to study whatever they're going towards. I have to study it now. If you have a battle of chicken sandwiches, what happened to all these favorite chicken sandwiches all of a sudden? What happened to the battle of chicken?
Oh, yeah. Who cares that there's 52 ingredients in a chicken sandwich? Air quote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, chicken
sandwich. I always thought a chicken sandwich had, like, you know, a few spices and chicken.
No. They become, not when it comes out of beer vat.
Right.
Yeah, because have you ever seen, hey, this is where we develop our new chicken, and we can make so many thousand chicken breasts in a week out of these things, these silver containers, like beer vats.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like
they're
making beer
they're growing it. They're growing it like a fungus. Here's the funny thing, though. When you boil it all down, and this is the one thing that they'll laugh at you and me for, anything that comes from the earth has a better chance of being good for you than anything created by man.
Wow.
Period.
Yeah.
Smoking pot comes directly from the earth. You can go grow the plant, pick it, smoke it. Alcohol comes from processes made by man. Alcohol makes people fight. Pot makes people chill out.
Oh,
which one's better?
Yeah.
Which one's better?
Crack makes somebody steal.
Right. Right.
Heroin will make somebody sleep or kill.
Right.
I mean, this stuff is terrible, man, what's going on.
But you can go out and grab this thing off of a plant, dry it, roll it up, and smoke it, and everything's good.
Everything's cool. No traffic violations. Hey, you might eat up a few things if you got the right strength.
Right. But your joints feel better, your body feels better, your mind feels better.
Less prone to argue. You feel better overall.
Right.
But this is what they would ban.
Right. And then the other thing they would let be and let it destroy people, destroy families, destroy all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody screaming right now at the radio going, yeah, I've seen lives ruined by pot. Yeah, they'd have been ruined anyhow.
Ruined by pot? No, your life was ruined anyway. If your life is ruined by pot, it wasn't the pot. You just weren't anything anyway, and you just want to blame it on pot. You were a loser anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, you can take a perfectly healthy, normal person, give them alcohol, and they will become a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
They will become a wrecking ball. People around them, to the world, to argue. Now, here's the other end of it for me, though, because I'm truly into freedom, freedom, freedom. I would never ban alcohol.
Yeah. You are free to choose your own dumb.
Right.
Okay? You're free to choose whatever dumb you want to select. See, I'm going to just stay free. I don't want to add a dumb to it.
Right.
Because my freedom is I have the right to drink. Every time you say you have a freedom, it's fighting in rights. Okay?
Right.
I'm just free.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have to fight you, and I have that right because I know I'm free. See, freedom to me is there's restrictions with a freedom thought for me purposely, real person. I don't know if I see what free means, but the D-O-M, I don't get it.
No.
Okay, I don't get the DOM part of free. Why do you need to add that to free? I'm free. Why do you need freedom is? What the fuck? What's wrong with your voice?
Yeah.
Why do you start yelling and why is your chest poked out? I mean, we're just talking about freedom, right?
Yeah, why are you angry?
Why are you angry?
Why is everything fear or anger? Seriously, I'm supposed to fear Herman. If you listen to this, I'm supposed to fear you.
Yeah, use colorful words like Dan Hot Dammit.
Yeah. Dad Dammit, get a little whippersnapper shit down there.
That's the most amazing thing is this fear factor. Everyone puts in this fear factor for the point of control and the purpose of control. And if they can't control you through fear, then the fear is usually
going to be projected back at you through them. And most times they're going to walk away. Most times. Very
yeah.
few fearful people who cause troubles want to really fight once they're discovered.
Right. And that's why
yeah.
when you go into the world of fear, it's turmoil.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
you just live your life like, eh, what's going to happen is going to happen. Tomorrow's going to be this. And when I die, we'll figure out what's happening then. And just, I don't want to control anybody. I just want to live in this tank and not bother anybody.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I ain't bothering nobody. To each his own, because you have to deal with what you become, not me.
Right. What you become.
Yes.
And you become by fear that's driving you to irrational thoughts. When is everybody would just sit down, ignore the government, and go, I'm going to be good to my fellow man, that would change everything tomorrow. Like that.
Yeah, but people are ignorant because they don't know how to ignore it. So it all becomes, it's like right now we're like, you know, you put that little thing in front of the cat and it chase it all day. This is what we are.
Yeah.
You know.
Chasing without thought. Chasing
without
thought. I'm told to go chase that. I'm told to go chase that career. I'm told. What did you want to do, though?
Yeah. And then those that are told, those are the ones that are the...
Get it, boy. Get 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 boy.
We have to realize that's a good boy. That's a good boy. You know, give you a little raise.
Yeah. And then give you a little certificate, employee of the month, stick it on your wall.
Yeah, and a picture in the lobby.
Yeah, and a parking space.
Oh, wow. I got to be here at the same time, but I get a parking space, so I don't have to look for a space.
Right.
You know.
You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy.
Yes. Yes.
Here's your koozie with our logo on it.
And if you get out of line, they pull you in the office and say, heel, heel.
Yeah, you better.
Heel.
You better.
Heel. You better stay alive.
You want that paycheck.
Yeah. Don't make them see if you get out of line now, and if you want to stay there, you got to go to the vet and get neutered. Okay? That's the only way you can stay there.
Well, you know what's funny about this, though? And this is part of the new laws that the government's passing. And I don't know if people caught this, but they're trying to do away with gig workers. And the reason they're trying to do away with gig workers is you can write off you're driving to work. You can write off your fuel expenses. You can cut the amount of taxes you owe. Well, that's taking money from Uncle Sam, and we can't have that. Also, when you're a gig worker and you're self-employed, people can't garnish you your wages. So people can't control you through fear. So you become an independent person, you poke your head outside the bubble, and you go, wait, wait, wait. You mean I've been doing this wrong my entire life? Yeah, you have.
Wow. Wow. And that's real.
That's real, real.
That's real. It's a slap in the face. It's real as it gets.
They're trying to tell you that unless somebody sponsors you and says you're their employee, that you can't exist.
Yes. That's what it is, because they know you have a straw man.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand you have a straw man. They know that. And they try to control everything that they know. They know the pressure that they put us in. They know
yep.
those that are moved by that pressure.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, holy shit, Herman. Do you realize what time it is?
Hey, we probably will keep it going for an hour and a half from now.
We could do this all afternoon.
Yeah. So now we got a reason not to get off the phone. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. It's hilarious when you sit and think about it. We can sit down and just rip for an hour and a half without a single script, without a single show note, without a single anything, and we both end up still talking about the same thing.
With no negative and no arguing.
Right.
Continuing through points and building. That's how it should be.
Right.
That's
accepting that the other person's point of view may be different than yours, and if that other person you deem as having positive intentions and you take everything they say with positive thoughts, it's amazing how positive the conversation becomes.
Well, if you grow to a point to understand what the true meaning of point of view is when you know another person, okay, when you know another person closely and you say point of view, it is your point of view. See what I'm saying? It's a point of view, a point of view.
Yeah.
A point, okay? So we understand our points of view. I understand your points of view. You understand my points of me. So that's why we understand each one's points of view.
Yeah.
I know the points of you. You know the points of me. That's why we know our points of view. See what I'm saying?
I do.
And when you don't have that, what you say when someone gets talking, I don't understand you because you don't see my point of view. You can't see me through your eye.
Right.
You can't see my point of view.
Right. You can't accept another viewpoint that might be different.
Thank you. The point of view doesn't matter about how, once you're talking to another thing, a person, the point of view doesn't matter. Your point of view is not what we're trying to get apart. Your thing is trying to get the other person to understand what you're trying to deliver as far as receiving you.
Right.
That's how we get the point of views. See, people don't get that. That went way over somebody's head. I can tell you that right now.
And that's why they can't talk to people and why they sit around and get frustrated and angry and just get upset. What's that change? It changes nothing.
Nothing whatsoever. It lets me know that you're even more confused than we first started.
Right. You got to understand that 99% of everything's out of your control.
99%?
Yeah.
So everything is out of your control.
Can you change when the sun comes up? No.
Nope.
Can you change when a new moon?
No. Can you change when the tide comes in or goes out?
No.
No. Matter of fact, you can't, man. And if this body doesn't allow you to, one day you won't be able to change your own drawings.
Right. And then you can't even change the day you're going to die.
No.
You can't.
Can't change nothing.
It's a thing that's going to happen, and you're along for the ride.
Yeah, you're here.
You're here.
It's a thing that's going to happen, and you're present.
And the world's going on, and people are dying, and people are living, and you can't change that at all.
No. You're only a part of things to which take place.
And the best thing you can do is be positive, be proactive, and don't sit on your ass and just watch it go by you.
Yeah, stop just being.
Right. I think that is the perfect note to leave it on. I think that is the perfect note to leave it on, man. I'm telling you.
You know it, man. It's been a great show today, man. A wonderful show as usual, man. I enjoyed it as usual, partner.
Yes. It's always, like I said, when I came up with that idea the other night, I knew what it would do for us today. That we would sit and kick it around and come up with some real deep shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, some deep shit, man. I mean, whoo, I love it when our minds are like that, man, because it's like exercise for my brain, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, also, there's no restrictions. That's the beauty of it.
Neither one of us says, oh, don't go there. Neither one of us.
Nah, man.
It's like Herman's going down that road. I'm going to go down with him. Let's go down and see what's down that road.
Yes. In your left, man. I'm rolling with you.
I'm rolling with you. You're leading. I'm following.
Let's roll with it, man. That's what I'm talking about. However you got to go, man. You get sleepy, I drive. We good to go.
Yes, we are.
So we're good to go, man. I thank you, man. As usual, man, we're going to get this thing going again.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And get ready for Dan and Herm coming to you soon. Where
yes.
They will be doing comedy with both of us. I want those up.
Oh, yeah. We got to hit those places and get her rolling.
Let's get it done, man. Dan, you know how we do, bro.
All right. Well, Herman, it's always, as always, a super pleasure. We've had fantastic times, and time's blasted by us again.
As usual, man. You know how it is. You know how it is, buddy.
Well, folks, this is the only way we can end it. We have to end it, and we do it the same way every week because we always run too long. But, well, I don't know if we run too long. I just think time is not on our side. But
hello.
It's the reality of reality. So, again, if you're listening to this show, folks, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.